Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Lidin Nishmasimi Mirosi Rus Basmordechai. Today's shir sponsored by Shmuel Hecht, Parnas HaChodesh. In honor of the Zlatnik F200, Akiva Sokowitz F94, Shalom Rand F202. Shmuel Davidowitz, B202, an official. And the official 8-minute Daf Yomi Committee, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, is dedicated by Yossi Nesli Elbaum and the children, Tehillah and Reuven, Zeichen Nishmas, Beil Tzipori Bas Reb Reuven, and for a Shidduch for Tehillah Sarah Bas Esther Leah, Jonathan Feder, Vua Shleimer for Yosef Rafal Ben Yehudis, Shmuel and Miriam Elowat. Woo! Oh, this is not good. I should have. For a four shleimer for the son, Hananya ben Miriam Zahava, who's in the hospital recovering from eye-related complications from shingles. How old is he? Shmuel. 19. Shingles. Four shleimer. The MDY family should please daven and be extra careful with their eyes. And the merit of Hananya has a full recovery. Avromi Leibowitz and Yossi Shasha. In honor of our brother and friend Yitzchok Leibowitz, B88. Borough Park Hatzalah dispatcher who joined the daf for Rosh Hashanah. Welcome and enjoy the journey. And Daniel Hirschberg, in honor of Jordan Rinsler, Woodmere, New York, who recently joined Rav Eli Shir. Keep going, Jordan. Keep going, Rav Eli, and the MDY Chevra worldwide. Rabbi Isai, a lot of people were asking me, when is this big raffle? The raffle to come to Eretz Yisrael. Two tickets to Eretz Yisrael and the MDY tour. Hang out with him. My twin brother. What else? Who else? In the Koilel. It's going to be Choshev. My father. Reb Chaim, we don't know about. Okay, we'll try to get in Reb Chaim. It's happening, Bezer Hashem, this coming Sunday. You can still bring your friends and get into. Yaakov Rosenthal is not part of the shiur, as you see. Somebody else. Anybody want a front seat? There's one. There's a seat available. He wasn't at the Siyum. He wasn't in the last few days. Bye-bye. Sorry, he's not listening. Don't worry about it. Let's see. If he calls me right after the share, we'll see. Okay. So, anyways, it's still chaperein. Bring a friend. Was noch? Oh, we're holding ready by Tainus. We're giving out. You could actually get a Tainus now. You could get a Megillah. You could get a Rosh Hashanah. You could get whatever you want. Listen to this email. It's one of those. Hi, Rebbe. Hi, Rebelli. I am a 40-year-old who spent most of my adult life in Koilel. I've been in the workforce for the past 5 years, and I'm no longer what we call frum. It's a challenging lifestyle, as my wife and kids are frum and shtark yeshivish. But I'm not a maimon, so I choose to live a little bit differently. I can't remember last time I put on tefillin and learned the shtickle gemara. A couple days ago, someone sent me a clip. With a funny clip, I was intrigued. I listened to the first two shiurim Rosh Hashanah. Nishlecht, very geschmack. I didn't sign up for the free Gemara. I'm not sure I'll continue learning, but even a bissel is good. Ol b'schus, the funny video. I mean, I want to read it, but I'm a leader. The life is a journey. And Amol, Yenim's journey, can give someone a bissel chizuk. I'll be in Egypt in the near future and would love to take a detour to RBS to say hello if I'm still daffing. All the best. All right. I don't know. Funny video, you said. Hi, Mendelowitz. I've been doing the daf since the beginning of the cycle. I've been told many times to join the shir. I finally did this for this mesecht. I learned the daf on my own and then listened to the shir as chazara. Today I was fixing someone's car here on Nachal Noam. This is the block. While listening to yesterday's shir, that was geschmack. Thank you for bringing a whole new dimension to my learning. I'm also attempting to memorize according to your methods. Our Mendelowitz, the traveling auto mechanic. Zevi Reinitz. I'm a balabos from Ramot Bet, Yerushalayim, who has never really learned Daf Yoimi. Baruch Hashem, learning is a major part of my life. I spent years in yeshiva and have even written a number of svarim. At one point, 10 years ago, I even gave Daf Yoimi shir for a few months. Over the last months, I've been in between jobs. It's a product, At one point, they made a Kabbalah that would put more effort into learning Gemara every day as a schus v'atzlacha with Parnasa. And I didn't keep my end of the bargain, and the job search went on. Then a week ago, a friend sent me a random message encouraging me to join Rebellious Shir. without thinking too much, I filled out the form. Yesterday, Baruch Hashem, I finally signed the job offer after a promising start. As soon as I signed the offer sheet, I remembered that Kabbalah I had made to myself. I checked the calendar and saw that Daf was starting with Shoshana that day. Maybe it wasn't too late. This evening, I sat down again to listen to the shiur for Daf Gimel. I found it on YouTube and opened the shiur. Then as I clicked the play button, literally at that second, my phone rang with a call from an unknown number. I hesitated to pick it up, but decided to answer quickly. It was a delivery guy outside my house calling to drop off the Gemara or Shoshana that I ordered when I signed up for Rebellious Shiur. Think about that. Out of all the seconds of the day, he calls me the 1.5 second when I was clicking the play button to listen to Rebellious. Even more striking that it happened. Gimel, okay, Bekitzer, Ashgacha Pratis. Zevi writes from Yerushalayim. I think he was trying to say that he got his job offer. I skipped a bunch. Because he decided to be Mekabel his Kabbalah and learn Torah. Please keep my name anonymous. Hi, Rebelli. A few days ago, inspired me to join an amazing team in Lakewood. I've been part of this year since Mesechta Shabbos. I really need to give him credit. Bekitzer, he's giving Yeshua credit for making him go to the Siyum in Lakewood. Paris Levine. It was amazing Siyum. Rabbi Schiffenbauer spoke beautifully, tying the parasha to the Siyum. Got to meet many from my friends in Zoom. Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein from Manchester, originally from Manchester. Amazing coincidence. I feel like I just gained a whole new group of friends. Bika'amcha Yisrael. Oh, this one, I don't know if I should read. This guy says, I have to ask him a chila, because they told him that it's a great cheer, so he came to the first cheer in Rosh Hashanah, and I wasted 20 of his minutes. I owe him 20 minutes of his life, he says. I hope this is not representative of all the shiurim. Mamash, a waste of time. Not 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. All right, you know what, let's start. Today was the first time in close to 20 years that I picked up a Gemara. Says Jack Nussbaum. So a special thank you to Yitzi Radzik, F231, for convincing me to just join. The shiur was great. I'm looking forward to continuing the visit. Can you please just remind me which side of the page is Rashi? Jack Nussbaum. All right. 1.5 speed. Oh, before we go, we got a few pictures here. This is to make up from yesterday, the 3 chicken mishpacha. So here, this is them learning the sukkah. This is the picture I was hoping to get originally. Real quickly, this is the last one. Don't worry about it. Avrami Berkowitz. Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? What? From where? London. Ah, London. You live here in Mavet Shemesh? Wow, it's dangerous to sit next to me like that, a new guy. My name is Avrami Berkowitz. I'm Baruch Hashem married for the last 6 years. Like so many others, I haven't learned in the past 6 years. Besides a few nights over the years when I had a chavrusa once a week for 45 minutes, which only lasted 1 week. You hear this? A few times, he learned this chavrusa only 45 minutes for 1 week, but it lasted 1 week. So it wasn't a few times, it was one time. Then came the Meaningful Minute podcast. It really hit home when you said, kept asking the host, you don't have extra 45 minutes in your day? I kept on asking Nachi Gordon, Nachi Gordon. And guess what? He's still with the shir because he just interviewed another Daf Yomi guy, and he tells the Daf Yomi guy in his face, he goes, I listen to Ellie, and Ellie says this and this and that, like in this. My wife works 3 evenings a week. I used to find myself surfing YouTube, wasting my nights away. Then came the free Sukkah Gemara. Shortly after this, then got me started surfing on YouTube. Hasn't changed, but now my subscribe feed has a new upload daily. Sometimes an added bonus like Nachman's song. Not making that up. Is what we say. Like so many others, I'm proud to say, at 27 years old, I made my first team ever, the Mesechta Sukkah. If you asked me 3 months ago, Rumi, think you'll ever finish a Mesechta in your lifetime? The answer would be no. Now I want to finish my second Mesechta because he missed a few dapim. He wants to make it up, but he's holding now with us in Rosh Hashanah. The self-discipline and structure it gives me daily is unbelievable. Thank you, Rebbe. I should give you the strength. Your Talmud, Avrumi Berkowitz. Here he is. Rebbe Avrumi learning Torah, I guess, in Borough Park. All right. Here we are. Yesterday, we were discussing today's Daf Hei. And we were discussing the Lois Asev, Lois Achel Shalom, if a person pledges Tzedakah, Karban. And we're going to talk about it in length today. Yo'ever Isidore writes Lois Achel Shalom, if you don't pay it on time. What is on time? Chaval, we didn't have this yesterday, but you know what? It's never too late. Five way of machlokes. According to Reb Meir, if one yontif goes by, you're over the iser because it says ubasa vevesem. You come to Beis Hamikdash vevesem. Next, Elazar ben Yaakov says one yontif. Sorry, should say two. Two here. Where's the pen?
Rip it up.
Okay. Here. Do two. Okay, here we go. Elazar ben Yaakov says two yom tovim because it says moyadeichem, which is plural two. Tanakhama says three yom tovim. Shalom aleichem, mati middle door. Make a chas tonight and coming to shir. What a schos! Ah, everybody's invited. It's in Bnei Brak in Vakshal Hall. That's not where it is. Okay. I need to see the screen though, no, Gary. It's right next to Panos Yishuktana where I learned. Wow, that was beautiful. Here we go. Fix it. We're high tech here. Okay. That's fine. The Tanakh says three Yomim Toivim. It says Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. Reb Shimon says, yes, three Yomim Toivim. We learn from the same pasuk, Chag HaMatzos, but in that order. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. Sukkos is the last one. And Reb Elazar ben Shimon says, Sukkos is the one that we care about. So if it's one Sukkos or it's the last Sukkos, wherever Sukkos is, that's when you're over. Also from the pasuk Chag HaMatzos, the end of it, Chag HaSukkos, is extra. Knowing that, says Gemara, Elul Ma Yilchaso Kas V'Rachmona L'Chag HaSukkos, La'akushi L'Chag HaMatzos. We just finished saying, the concept of Tashlumim, you can make up a carbon on Shavuos. If you don't bring your Chagiga on the first day of Shavuos, on the only day of Shavuos, you have 7 days to make it up. And now we learn from Pesach. So if so, why does it say Chag HaMatzos? Why does it say Chag HaSukkos in the pasuk of Chag HaMatzos? Why does it even mention it? All we need is Pesach, 7 days, Shavuos, 7 days, and Chag HaSukkos is completely extra. Says the Gemara, we learn from this. There's another halacha. Here's a halacha. Rabbi Yisai, if you go, when we go to the Beis Hamikdash in the future, when Mashiach comes, and you bring a carbon on Yontif, you have to remain there overnight. Now, obviously, it's not talking about the first night of Yontif, because the first night of Yontif, anyway, you need to stay there so you can bring your Oilas Re'iyah. It's another carbon called Oilas Re'iyah. So it means the first night of Chol HaMoed, you must sleep in Yerushalayim. You have to get into a hotel. Before you go back to Beit Shemesh, you have to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. How do we know this? From Pesach. So just like Pesach, you have to stay overnight. On Chol HaMoed, Ma Chag HaMatzos Ton Lino, Av Chag HaSukkos Ton Lino. You have to stay overnight, Chol HaMoed. And how do we know Pesach? It says, in the morning, okay, so Tanakama and Reb Shimon both learn from Chag HaMatzos. They use the entire pasuk to say the concept that you have to, in order to be over, Baal Ta'achar, three Yom Tovim. Reb Shimon also says three Yom Tovim, just Sukkos at the end. They use up this pasuk. So how do they know this idea of Tashlumim? That you can make up a carbon. If you forget to bring the carbon, you can make it up for 7 days. We just learned it out of the pasuk of Chag HaMatzos. Now what about Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon? He also uses up the pasuk of L'chayr Chag HaMatzos. Says Rashi, no, he doesn't use it up. He only uses one part of it. The words Chag HaSukkos are extra. So the words Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos are there to tell us about Tashlumim. But these two Manda Amrim right over here, where do they know the concept of Tashlumim? Whoa. Says the Gemara, Nafkilumim, the Tony Rabbi Shmuel, hold on. Any Chashav Kash later. Nafkilumim, the Tony Rabbi Shmuel, the Tony Rabbi Shmuel of Amra, Toira, there's a hekesh here. Mane Yomim v'kadesh Chodesh. So, first of all, I have a three-worded pasuk here. Ad Chodesh Yomim. So Gemara Darshins, when we, it's not really talking about Rish Chodesh, but when it comes to Rish Chodesh, we count days, 29 days, 30 days, full days. So what are we counting? Full days. So just like by Rish Chodesh, we count the full day to get to the Chodesh. And then what happens? We bring a carbon musaf on Rish Chodesh. So too, when it comes to Shavuos, when it comes to Shavuos, we know these psukim, Musfartim lochem sheva shabbosis timimois. And then the next pasuk says, Tisbur chamishim yoyim. So we're counting weeks, we're counting days. So when it comes to Shavuos, we should count full weeks. So that tells us that there's a concept of weeks. There's a concept of a week. And if you forget to bring your carbon chagiga on Shavuos, you could bring it for a full week. What's the obvious question? Why not days? There's also days here. Maybe you should only be able to bring for one day. Make it up for a day. Why are you picking this, Shabbos, is over this? Says the Gemara, I'm just looking here in the screen. That's why I'm going backwards. It's, I don't know if somebody ever had a jet ski or like a boat and you're trying to back it up into the... Everything is counterintuitive. Everything's backwards. You go to the right, the jet ski goes to the left, and it's very confusing. Or trying to give yourself a haircut. So I'm like, okay. If you're wondering why I'm... What? Your haircut? You and Avi. Yeah, there's a big screen. There's like a 60-inch screen to the right on top over there. It should really be underneath the cameras, and one of these days we're going to fix that issue. Okay. So too, when it comes to Shavuos, which is Atzeres, we count a week. How do you count? What's the currency in counting over here? What's the proper word? I don't know. So when it comes to Shavuos, we're counting weeks. See, we're talking about weeks, and you have a whole week to make it up. Ask the Gemara, why pick? There's two psukim. One talks about a Shabbos, which is a week, and one talks about Yom, which is a day. Why pick this over this? Says Gemara, we do both. We count days, we count weeks. That's how we do Sefiras HaOmer. Hayom, Esrim, Chamisha Yomim, Sheheim. I have no idea. Panovich, you were waiting. What, you think I didn't look it up before? Of course I know. Shalosh Shavuos v'shalosh yom. What? How much is it? 21 plus 4. 4 days, yeah. Shavuos v'levinin. V'amamar. Mitzvah l'mimni yom v'mitzvah l'mimni Shavuos. It's a mitzvah to do both. V'oid. Chag Shavuos. What do we call it? We call it Shavuos. What does Shavuos mean? Weeks. So it's a yontif of weeks. Now let me ask you a question. What about tafasta maruba loy tafasta? If I have a choice to go a full week or a simple one day, you typically go with the day.
But yeah. The whole thing of the shlum is always a week. That's why.
Usually. Usually. In Yipsugim, we're not learning from them. We're learning its own pasuk. It comes from its own draw. If we learn from them, you're right. We're learning from itself. I saw in the Ran says interesting. Tafas and Merubah is when it's a contradiction, one to the other. Over here, we can do both. We're using Shabbos and Yom. We're counting both. So Mela, use with anyone you want. But I wanted to say the story yesterday. I said it once by the sugi of Tafas and Merubah, but we'll just say it now because I'm mentioning Tafas and Merubah. We got to say a story today. There was it's a true story. There was a guy that was on his deathbed, and he called in his good friend. And he says, listen, I have here 1,000 golden coins. I want you to deliver to my wife. The guy's dying. So the guy was a shtickel oy b'chacham. He says, what do you pay? He says, I'm going to give you 5%. He says, no, 10. He's got 10. No. That whole fight, he realizes he's dying. He feels that he's dying. He says, okay, I'll give you 10%. So he says, I want 15. And it goes on and on. Finally says, you know what? Take whatever you want. So he says, write a shtar. He says, write in the shtar. He says, whatever you want, you can take Shalom Yisrael. So the guy gets on a boat, takes all the coins, and he's traveling, saying, I'll give the wife 70%, I'll take 30%, what's the big deal? And as he goes on, there's a little bit of a wave, a little bit of a storm. He starts thinking to himself, you know, I'll give her 20%. I'll take 80%. And by the time he gets there, he figures he'll give her 5%. He'll take 95% for himself. He deserves it. The whole trip. It's human nature. So she says, "What are you talking about?" He says, "Look, it says in the shtar, take whatever you want. Give your wife whatever you want. That's what it says in the shtar. Give your wife whatever you want." So he goes to the Rav, and the Rav was a chacham. And the Rav says, "Nu, so how much do you want?" So the guy says, "I want 95%. I want to give the wife." He says, "Oh, that's what it says in the shtar. Give the wife whatever you want. Whatever you want. You want 95? That's what you have to give the wife." True story. Ma'aseh Shaya. Because it's the fasta merubah. Had he not been such a chazer, he said 50-50, then the Rav wouldn't be able to do anything. Then he would get 50%. But because he went for the 95, he lost it all. Deservingly so. Zog the Gemara. U'pesach bar mikvah b'regolamum. Now, if you recall yesterday, one of the things in the list, and we're going to go through the list now, a lot of it, says one of the things that you're over on bal ta'acher, person pledges something, so he waits for yantif, one yantif, two yantif, three yantif, then he's over on the sister for not paying up. One of the things in the list is Pesach, carbon Pesach. But you can only bring carbon Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. As soon as 14th of Nisan goes by, that's it, it's all over. That's the Gemara, Pesach, Zimlik V'ilei. It's the 14th. If he brought on the 14th, great. V'ilei Akrivei, Itchilei. That's it. So you're over right away. There's no, you're not waiting until the next Sukkot, the next this to be over, finished. Omer Rav Chisda, Pesach, Kedi Nazba. So I'll explain. There, in Shas, a lot of times we have the concept, Chere Shoyt V'Katan. It goes together. Chere Shoyt V'Katan. Now, sometimes it's not 100% the katam. It's only chersh. But it goes together. Chersh and the katam. Over here also. Bechor Ma'aser Pesach always goes together. It happens to be that in this case, Pesach doesn't apply at all. But they go together. Kedi Nazba. That's how we say it. Rav Sheshes Omar, my Pesach, Shalmi Pesach. Rav Sheshes agrees that it doesn't really apply here. But he says when it says the word Pesach, it doesn't mean the carbon Pesach. It means that you switch the carbon Pesach into a shlamim. So actually, we're not talking about Pesach, we're talking about shlamim. What happened was, his carbon Pesach, let's say, got lost. So he brought another one, and then he found the original one. So the original one flips into a shlamim. And then for that, you have one yantiv, two yantiv, three yantiv, whatever you hold. Yachay and shlamim. So that's already in the list. Shlamim is in the list. So you tell me another case of shlamim that used to be a carbon Pesach. We know when we learn Pesachim. Carbon Pesach is really a type of a shlamim. See, but it already says in the Lishlamim. Why do you have to say Shlamim twice? It says Gemara, Tana Shlamim Abay Machmas Pesach. Tana Shlamim Abay Machmas Atzmon. There's two types of Shlamim. There's a Shlamim that you just are bringing a carbon Shlamim to the Beis HaMikdash. And there's one that used to be a carbon Pesach. What's the difference? Here's the difference. Sol Kedai Dechamino Hoyul Machmas Pesach Kasu. It started out as a carbon Pesach. And Memeilu, what? It's instead of this carbon Pesach, and therefore it has the Allah as a carbon Pesach, Ke Pesach Damu. And therefore, just like a carbon Pesach, it becomes a problem immediately. As soon as you don't bring it, it's a problem. So, Daf Hey Amud Bey, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group, for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuos, and Yeshuas, please join us at Tehillim.8mindaf.com. And sponsored by Natan Kushnud. For his chus, for his children, Ayik Kalev and Yisrael Yaakov ben Devorah, that they should both do well. They just made Aliyah from Los Angeles. They should have Cheshik and Torah, mitzvahs and Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara min Ani Mili. How do I know all the different things? The Tanu Rabbanon, Kisidor Neder. Here's the Pasuk Rabbi Yisai. Part of it. This is what the Gemara is going to say. This is all we're doing now. The words Kisidor Neder tell us that if a person makes a Neder or an Adava, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. Lashem Eloikecha is talking about things that go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Erki Olai, Domim Olai, those kind of Hegdish, Charamim. Loi Ta'acher doesn't apply to Chilufei Ayla and Shlamim. That is, we'll talk about it. If you flip something in, you flip a Ayla. Ki daroish, is all the korbanos. Here's the next one. We're not done. It's a long pasuk. Hashem alikecha. It says again, Hashem alikecha. So if a person pledges tzedakah or meiser, miimach, ignore this. We could cut it out soon. Leket shikopeya v'hoi b'chachet. You have an avera sin, but not your wife. Your wife is not going to die because of your sin, which sometimes she does die for your sins, but not in this particular case. Okay, so now we're going to go through it one by one. Ki sidar neder. A person makes a neder. What's a neder? He says, hare olai. What's an adava? Hare zu. So again, the person says, hare olai karbon, hare olai keves. I am obligated to bring a sheep, and if this particular sheep that I chose to bring dies, I have to bring another one because I am obligated to bring a sheep. A nedava is hare zu. This particular sheep called Yankel, I'm bringing as a carbon. Yankel drops dead, I don't have to bring it. Talking about a nether, a guy made a nether. He said that if he wins the lottery, you know, last week, the tremendous lottery, almost $1 billion, one person won. $990 million, one person. Maybe it's the guy that's donating all his gemaras. Halavai. One guy. So a guy made a nether. He says, I'm buying a lottery ticket. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm buying a lottery ticket. If I win the lottery, im nether, I'm going to learn the half a day. Half a day I'm going to learn. So he hears the bas kol saying, so what is the guy thinks we're fools. We have koil guys learning the whole day for 1,000 shekel a month. Think we're going to give this guy $500 million? Who do you think told me this story? The guy in the koil. Because if you look at the pasuk, it says kesidar neder. It doesn't talk about a nedava. Says, okay, nedava, nemer ka neder, v'nemer la'alo neder, im neder nedava, ma'la'alo nedava imai. Just like in that pasuk, later on it says, neder o nedava, nedava goes together with neder, afka, nedava imai, they always go together, like we said before, kedina, but there's certain things that always go together, neder nedava. Okay. L'Hashem alikecha, what do we do with the words, L'Hashem alikecha? Elu hadamim ha'erichin v'acharamim v'agdeshes. L'Hashem alikecha, things that go directly to Hashem, you don't get any benefit. It's not like a carbon that you could eat some of the steak. You could do it. This goes straight to Hashem. So if a person says, damim, my damim, on me. So you go to the slave market and you see how much a guy that's 49 years old and then this and that and that condition, how much he's worth. Erechin, we said, the Torah says, a male between 20, 40, 60, 60 up, 0 to 5 months, everybody has a certain amount in Erechin. How much they're worth, that you have to give to the Beis HaMikdash. And if you don't give it to the Beis HaMikdash, after 3 Yamim Tovim, you're over. Depends how you hold. It has to be Pesach, Shavua, Sukkos. Does it be in a certain order? Not a certain order. That was the machlokes we saw yesterday. Lo yis'acher l'shalmoi. Here we go. Lo yis'acher. Hu v'loi chilufav. You're only over on Baal Ta'acher, on the Isser, Doiraisa, of not paying up your pledge, only on that actual animal, but not something that you flipped, and the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. If you change it to another animal, you're not over. What? No, that's not a chilof. That's not a chilof. No. First of all, Loi sa'acher l'shalmoi hu. We're going to see. We're going to see in a second what it means. Let's see. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to say. Can't be that. Kidaroi shidrishenu. Kidaroi shidrishenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to demand it. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu demand? Eilu chatois. Hashem is a person. Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. He's bringing chatos. Ha'asham. Oilois. Shlamim. What kind of oila? Oilas riya. Like we just discussed. You come to the Beis HaMikdash on Yantiv. You have to bring a carbon oila with you. Shlamim. Also, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring another carbon called the Shami Chagiga. These are obligatory things. Dorish Yidrushan, Hashem is going to demand it. Now, it says, look over here, it says, L'Hashem Elikecha. But it says it again in the same pasuk. Hashem Elikecha. It says the Gemara, Elu Tzedakos U'Maisros. This is Tzedakah And meiser, what kind of meiser? The meiser of fruit. Ubechar. Okay, girsa here, bechar. Mimach. Zeleket shikcha upeya. The ani is together with you, he's with you, so he gets leket shikcha upeya. The aniim, they get the leftover in the field, the corner of the field, some things that fall off the wagon. Shikcha upeya. V'haya bechachet. What do we learn initially? Don't look over here. You're going to have the avera. It doesn't apply to your karba. Where is it? This one? Going back to here. What? We'll see. Everything we're going to see. Chilufei mai? Ask the Gemara, what is it talking about? What did you flip? I chilufei oila ushlamim. Mikrav karv? It is good. You can be makrav it. In other words, there is an iser of Baal Ta'achar. This is going to be iser because since you can bring it on the Mizbeach, you'll be over if you don't bring it. I chilufei chatos. What if you changed over a chatos? You had a chatos and you brought another one. Lemisa azla. So here's the list, there's five chatois that die. The Vlad chatos, that's the offspring of a chatos. If somebody is Michal Shabbos, let's say, by mistake, so he brings a chatos. And that female chatos had a baby. So this baby, unfortunately, you put it in a room and you let it die. There's nothing you can do with it. It's the offspring of chatos. It can't come for your avera. It can't do anything else. It's finished. Tmuras chatos. So we're going to talk about tmura in a second. But basically, if you say you have a smaller animal, you want to do something nicer for Hashem, that's usur, midoy raisa, to switch, to say, this animal should be instead of this carbon, the bigger animal should be instead of the smaller animal, this is the raisa, it becomes tmura, and it dies. Mesu balel, if the owner, right before he had a chance to bring his carbon, he dies, then his carbon dies, if it's a chatas. Only by chatas. And this is what we're talking about. Number four is niskapru balel. If you have a chatos that got lost, you brought another carbon chatos, and you received a kapara, and then you find your chatos, you realize this is it. There's nothing you can do with it. It dies. So over here also, chilufei, you flipped out your carbon chatos to another chatos. Over shnasa just means it got too old. By the way, v'timna, if you want to remember, v'timna. So, l'misa hazla. L'misa azla means there's no Baal Ta'achar. There's nothing you can do. You're not chayv to bring it. Elamai chiluf of chilufei toida. There's no Baal Ta'achar on the exchange of a carbon toida. What's a carbon toida? Today, we make a birkas ha-goymel. But those kind of things that you make a birkas ha-goymel today, if a person crosses the ocean, the desert, he's healed from a disease, he comes out of jail, he has to bring a carbon taida. He brings an animal together with 40 loaves of bread. And that's the issue here. It always goes together with the bread. We always say, why 40? So I forgot who it is. Says, because then you have to bring your friends to eat all the bread. Otherwise, it's possibilina. How are you going to eat 40 bread? So you bring your friends, and that's how you do reyos, achva v'reyos. You tell everybody about the big nace that happened. So you have a chilufi taida. Here we go. The concept of tmura. You had a small animal dedicated for your taida. You want to bring this animal. When you have a chance, you're going to go to your shrine with this animal. Then you tell yourself, what am I doing? Such a big nace. I'm going to be so stingy with Hashem. Let me bring a nice fat carbon. It's awesome in their eyes to do. You think you're doing a good thing, it's a bad thing. And if you do it, they both have Kedusha. This has, the first one has Kedusha because you made it a tithe. The second one also has Kedusha. And then they got mixed up. He was drunk. He thought it went this way, but really he started with this one. And then he got all confused. He doesn't know which one is what. They got mixed up. Ein lo takana. He can't bring either of them. So what happened? Tithe is Arabic words. Umei sa'achasmem. One of them died. Chaverto ein lo takana. The second one you cannot bring as a taida. Hey chaleve, what do you want him to do? Likarva, vilikarv lechem ado. Let him bring it just in case on the suffix that it's a taida, and bring bread. Dilmatmurai, maybe it's the wrong one. Maybe it's this guy, which is not the real taida, it's the fake one. And you're bringing bread into the azara. You can't bring chulim ba'azara. Likarv b'lei lechem. So bring a taida without bread. No. And they go together. What about if both of them are alive? Why does the Gemara say that one of them died? Because if both of them are alive, you could bring both of them as a karban and you make a tanai. You say, if this is the karban, then the bread goes with this. And if this is the karban, the bread goes with that one. Okay, that's a rashi. So why do I need a pasuk at all? I can't bring it. There's nothing I could do. So of course you're not over and about the Acher. Omer Rav Sheshes, Lo'ilam, Limu'utei Chilufei Oila Ushlamim. No, it's coming to say that you flip around your Oila. You had Oila, Uzi Ankel. Then you decided it should be Shimon. Or Shlamim. Bacham Ha'eskino, Kigon Sha'avru, Ola of Shnei Regolim, V'humam. V'chilu Lo'il Acher. What happened was, 2 Yom Tov went by, and your original oila got a mum. So now you can't use it anymore. Now you're permitted to be mechalal. Mechalal means you have a carbon that you can't bring any longer to the base of Midrash. Why? Has a broken leg. So what do? You take another animal and you say, this should be instead of this. So the Gdusha from the first one with the broken leg goes into the second one. That's not tmura. That's different. That's lechalal. You're mechalal this on this. So now you ask yourself a question if you don't see the rest of the Gemara. Let's say it takes 3 Yomim Tovim for you to be over the Isra of Baal Ta'achar. So you have 2 Yomim Tovim that went by with the original animal and 1 Yantiv with the second animal. Do they combine together for 3 Yomim Tovim to make you be over? The second one has all its power in Kedusha from the first one. Kiman Dovrel of Shleshu Regalim Dami. So it should be counted all together. You should count the 2 Yom Tov from the first one. The 3rd Yom Tov from the second one. Together you have 3, and now the guy is over and about to Acher. Come on, Shmuel, no. The clock starts all over again. Ulir Meir, Dom Akiv and Shavuot of Regel Echad. But according to Rameir, how do you answer? Rameir said there's only 1 Yom Tov Yover. So what's the case? I could do it in 1 Yom Tov 2, says the Gemara. Over and about to Acher, Michael and Meimar. Yeah, it happened at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He got a mum. And he said, this one is instead of this one. Same exact thing. According to Rameir, I have another carbon. So from 12 o'clock all the way to Shkia, plus from yesterday from Shkia to 12 o'clock, the 2 of them combined for 1 regal. Now let me ask you a question. Let's say I get this carbon, this chiluf, after yontif. So according to our mayor, how many hours into the next yontif do I need? Do I go a whole day or I do half a day? Do I combine a half a day of Pesach with a half a day of Shavuos? So I believe Taisus says yes. I saw it somewhere. I forgot where I saw it. It was a chiddush to me when I saw it. I think it was Taisus. Maybe it was Minchas Chinuch. Oh, okay, somebody send me an email. So we're talking about the final part of the pasuk. You'll be over the avera and not your animal. What is Vayibachachet, your carbon? Meaning, your carbon is possible. If you were over in Aveira, I would think that now it's a bad carbon. How could you bring this carbon in and achieve a kapara with it when you yourself did an Aveira? It's not from this pasuk. It's a different pasuk by Bukhar. Bukhar is Bukhar Makish Bukhar La Meiser. I learned a hekesh from Bukhar and Maiser, which are on the same pasuk. Ma Maiser, you're talking about fruit over here. And in Islam, Mishana L'Chaverta, I'm supposed to give it this year. But what if I don't give it? It doesn't become possible. I can still give it afterwards. A Bukhar and Islam, Mishana L'Chaverta. So too, a Bukhar does not become possible from 1 year to the next. Here's the pasuk. It says, "Lefnei Hashem lekecha teichlena shana b'shana." You have to give it that year, but I would think that if you don't, it becomes possible. Kamashmalan, it doesn't become possible. So why do I need? The Gemara is asking a question. I already learned it somewhere else. I already learned it from Bechar. Why do I need the green? Says the Gemara. A Bechar doesn't come to give a kapara. A Bechar is not even a gift to Hashem. A Bechar is a chiyuv. If you have a firstborn animal, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Give it to the Kohen. But something that comes to give a kapara, an atonement, if you do something wrong, you mess up, maybe it doesn't give that kapara. Kamash Malana does. That's why I need two psukim. Says the Gemara, we're going to try to do a couple lines here. Still, I have a third source. What I need, this, what's the source? It says by pigul. Pigul means, if a kohen, as he's performing one of the four avodas, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, if he has in mind, just in his head, he thinks he's going to eat this carbon after it's a lot of time, usually it's a day, sometimes shlomim, it's a night and 2 days. If he has in mind to eat it after that time, the carbon is possible. And if he eats it, it gets karas. Perhaps, if a person is over and bal ta'acher, he should be over, it shouldn't give. If you have this machshav of pigel, the kohen, karun, let's say he hates the guy, he has a machshav of pigel in his head, the carbon is no good. The guy has to pay another $1,000 for a nice cow. So I think also, if you're over on the avera of not paying up on time, the carbon is ruined just like pigel. Tamaloymar, oisai, it only gets ruined by pigel. Oisai b'lo yiratza. Vimacher nidra b'lo yiratza. Ela b'chochet. So then what do I do? So I have a great source. I have benazai. So what do I do this pasuk? Oh, it's over here. V'lo yishtoi. Na v'lo yikarbonoi, v'lo yishtoi. Now what? I would think, so this is halacha. If a person steals, he owes money, and he says, I don't have to give, then what happens is, his wife dies. And some Rishonim learn, it's because she was an accomplice. Okay, but she dies. I want to say a quick maisa before we finish, we have 2 minutes. Also, Maisa Shaya. There was a town that needed a mikvah. And there was a very wealthy guy in the town. So, they had a big problem. This wealthy guy never gave a dime to the shul, never gave a dime to anyone. They didn't know what to do. So they went to the chacham, to the rav, and he says, I have a itza. He goes to the guy, he says, listen, I hear that you have major shalom bias issues. Yeah. Let's put a hit on your wife. Let's get rid of her. How? It says in the Gemara, if you donate a lot of money and you don't pay up, the wife dies. Wow, the guy is Sameach Simcha Gdoila. Yishmak. First of all, now he's known as the guy that's donating the whole mikvah. Donate the mikvah. Donates the mikvah. And he's waiting. He's not going to pay. And his wife is going to drop dead soon. Kitzer, she doesn't die. She goes running to the Rav. He says, Chutzpah, you told me that if I do this, she says, no. It says, Yisur Mamachaper. Yisur Mamachaper. You're fighting too much with her. Those Yisurim, you're causing her to cry, giving you a lot of pain. You have to be nice to her. It's nice to her. Okay. You know, anything that she should die. So he starts being nice to her. Start being nice to her. She's starting to be nice to him. He goes back and forth. And Mamash, it's all of a sudden, he runs to the Rav and he says, Rabbi, I don't want her to die. Oh, you don't want her to die, you have to pay up. And that's 1 minute. I'm not done. I bedafka said this story in middle of the line for people like you. Why would I take your bed? In other words, your wife and tachtecha from underneath you. Says Gemara, so I would think, if you're over and bal ta'acher, you don't pay up the tzedakah, it will cause the wife to die. No. If you're late, the wife doesn't die. If you don't want to pay completely, you're a ganav, then she dies. Have a wonderful day.